And it is our pleasure to have Dustin Kunkel here with us from the Northwest District. He is the executive assistant to the president. Sounds very fancy. He is a really cool guy, very laid back, and he loves Jesus. And so that always comes through in my conversations with him. So it's great to have him here. Yep.
So you said I've got, you shouldn't clap just now. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
There you go.
I've got about, I have like 40, 45 minutes, right, sure. Pastor? Okay. It's the enviable position to be in right here at the end, right before you have to, you're all sitting there thinking about cake right now, aren't you?
Yes.
That's what's going on. I know. Well, I'll just take maybe 3 or 4 minutes, okay? Sound good? And thanks for having me here. Thank you most of all on behalf of President Linneman and the other district staff for being partners with us in ministry. You are part of a large number of congregations here in the Northwest District. I'm going to hit you with a few facts very quickly. I also have a number. I've got what they call these days infographics, which is essentially a lot of information in a tiny little space. And I'll have those out in the hall if you want any more of this information, because there's a lot I won't be able to share with you. But basically, if you didn't know this, the Northwest District is essentially a co-op. If you think about how co-ops work, that's basically how the district works. We're 4 states, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and in those 4 states, there's 265 congregations. There's over 90 early childhood centers. There's about 40 Lutheran schools, either grade schools or high schools, and there's all kinds of other ministries connected with those. So if you can picture just for a moment what that's like, that's a lot of people engaged in serving Jesus and reaching out in their communities, and you're part of that. And so when I show up at congregations or President Linneman or some of our other district staff, we're always saying thank you, because the co-op part of this thing is where we sort of work together to help one another. Your funds that you give to the district, you need to know that they go for some very important things. And so, like I said, all the information's in here. You can pick that up from me. If you weren't in Sunday school, you can grab that from me later. But I'm going to hit you with 3 things, just as examples, and then I'm going to give you 2 things you can do, and then this is the one thing that you can pick up from me afterwards. So easy to remember, huh? 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. And then cake. Wait, cake, right? All right. So, 3 things that are examples of what we do. One of the things we've just kicked into motion in the last few years is a thing we call Ministry Applied Practice, West Coast. It's a partnership with the other 2 districts on the West Coast. You know, the West Coast kind of has its own vibe. We do things a little different out here. And so we bring in first call pastors fresh out of the seminary if they take a call here in the West Coast, and we put them through a residential training program, just like doctors do when they become residents after they leave school. And it's actually pretty important to go from just head learning to actual ministry practice. And so your partnership with the Northwest District does that. We are engaged in helping first call pastors through the MAP West Coast program get their feet on the ground and move from just theology up here to theology in here and theology here. And so that's one of the things, that's an example. Another example is the coaching that we do with youth and family ministers. There's a program called the Sustainable Lutheran Schools and DCE program that our other executives are a part of, and it's a pretty robust cohort model. So ministers across our district who are engaged in working with youth and with families and with children can sign up for this model, and it's basically continuing education that helps them get better at what they do. Everything that we do out of the Northwest District has to do with helping leaders do their best work. And so one other thought, what do you do when you're a congregation and you're looking for a pastor? Who do you look for, and who helps you? If you said the Northwest District office, you would be right, right? And we have done that, haven't we? Not that long ago, we participated in a process with you that brought Pastor Lucky and his family here. So we're thankful for that. Hopefully you are too. I think you are. Cake's almost here. One last thought, and this is actually pretty important too. We do we do things in the Northwest District a little differently. We think creatively about how to resource one another. And so for many, many years already, we've been resourcing leaders in congregations, not just pastors, not just deacons, but anyone who's you consider a leader. That can be an elder, that can be a person on a council, that can be a board member, that can be a Sunday school teacher, anyone like that. And we have an organization, it's a partnership with Concordia University called Mission Training Center. And if you don't remember anything else about what I share with you, you can remember this, missiontrainingcenter.com, right? That's pretty easy to remember. If you go there, you can find all kinds of courses and seminars that are delivered online to help leaders do their best work together. All kinds of cool stuff. Deacon Larry took some of those courses to become a licensed lay deacon. So that's one other way that we provide leadership training. If you didn't catch it, hopefully you're catching it now. Everything that we do in the Northwest District has to do with helping leaders do their best work together and working together. Your partnership with us helps make that happen. That's the only way it happens, is when congregations work together in this co-op concept to help leaders do their best work. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to give you the two things that you can do, and then I'm going to stand back there with this, and you can come talk to me, okay? So a couple of things you can do. You can actually go to nowlcms.org, now lcms.org, that's the district website, and you can sign up for the monthly newsletter that comes out. It's called News Now, and it's got all kinds of extra information on there. If you just scroll to the bottom of that webpage and click on the admin button there, there's a spot where you can ask to sign up for the newsletter. Probably, and I'll talk with you about this maybe, but we can maybe do a little sign up, but we're actively engaged in trying to get more people on that newsletter. That'll help you know a lot more about what's going on. Again, it's about helping leaders do their best work, so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, that's what that newsletter is all about. The other thing you can do is, do any of you have one of these in your pocket? How many do you have? Smartphones? Yeah? Okay. If you're like me, you spend a lot of time in the car, and a smartphone really helps because you got music on that thing, but you also have podcasts. I'm a podcaster because I drive all over 3+ states, so listen to podcasts all the time. Download the Now Leading podcast. You can remember that too, right? N-O-W Leading, Now Leading podcast. We just launched it this year. It's conversations with leaders across our district about leadership and service. And so if you're interested in that, they're usually between like 12, 13 minutes long, so we keep them nice and tight, real focused. But they're the kind of things that you can also listen to, depending on the topic, in church council meetings and elders meetings, because they're focused on very focused types of topics that will kind of kick conversation off. That's enough for me. The last thing is this. You can come get one of these from me if you want to learn more. And if you have any other questions, thank you again on behalf of President Linneman for your partnership.
Thanks, Dustin.